Hi. Hi.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you this evening?
Hi. What is your company? Because I'm looking at my credit card statements, and I'm seeing multiple charges.
Well, ma'am, this happens to be a third-party call center that you're connected with. We do act as customer service for multiple companies and products, which happen to be online merchants and vendors. May I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate as to whom it's billing you?
Sure. 83634.
I do thank you for that. And what would be your first and last name?
It would be under Marianne G. Diamond, D-Y-M-E-N.
I do thank you for that. Miss Marianne, excuse me, I did locate an account for you in my system. For security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address?
804 North Black Cat Road, Cuna, Idaho, 83634.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a second to open up this account so I can locate to who is billing you.
And can you check all that's coming through there? Because I'm getting like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different things that shouldn't be on my
Once the account opens up, I can see who's billing you. If they're
Thank
all
you.
From the same person, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's moving a little slow. It's taking a minute for the system to open up. I do apologize.
Well, thanks for calling, too, because somebody never called back. You know, you give them all of it back, and they never do.
All right. Well, Miss... let's see here. Well, I do see your charges started on December the 5th, where you paid the $9.97. That was the shipping and handling to receive the Stealth Elite drone. You also paid the $9.97 for the warranty on the product. I do see that. And then it does seem like... you paid $7.95, that was shipping and handling on December the 6th, for the tactical fanny. Do you remember paying that?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, what these products were, they were welcoming gifts. You only paid shipping and handling to receive them, but they were welcoming gifts to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. And by accepting to become a member, then it did enroll you into a reoccurring charge of a membership fee. And I do see that that membership fee that they bill you was $67.32. Also, it did bundle you into what is called the Hero Fit, which happens to be a workout app that was downloaded also into that email address that you used at the time. It billed you $39.99.
I never downloaded anything.
No, it was downloaded into your email address, and you could actually go into that email and download the fitness app to your phone to use for exercise purposes.
Oh, so all these charges that I'm getting, because I'm going to tell you the charges I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting $39.99, $67.32, $67.32, $9.97, $9.97, $248.04, $240.65, and $29.95. All the stuff that I didn't order.
I don't know about the other ones when you're saying 200. The only thing I can see is when you paid the initial fee of the $9.97 to receive the drone, and then you paid the $9.97. That was the warranty that you put on the product, and then they did bill you the $29.97. I do see for a second drone, but that was a declined payment by your financial institute. That was
because
declined.
I did order that. Yeah, I not
right.
only. The one that says the second $9.97 says muscle up now. What's that?
That's a warranty that was put on the product of the drone.
But the thing doesn't even work. It doesn't even turn on. I don't want it.
And then the $7.95 that you would bill, that was for the shipping and handling to receive the tactical fanny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I do see that they billed you $5.74 for the second shipment of one, but that one was, that payment was declined by your financial institute as well.
Yes, and, because I'm telling them I don't want this stuff. Now I have to call on 30, it's not you, you know, I'm talking to you because you're a third party. But how would you like every time you open your bill, they have all these charges that you don't even know they're coming?
Yes. And then the $39.99 that you would bill, as I did say, when you actually accepted the gifts, then it actually enrolled you into what was called that Hero Fit workout app. And you would bill $39.99 for that. And then each month that you are enrolled in that factory direct savings store, they would bill you a membership fee. And I do see that they bill you $67.32 for the enrollment where you enrolled for the drone. And then when you ordered that tactical fanny, they also bill you the membership of $67.32 where you enrolled again in the factory direct savings store, because that's a separate
item. Yeah, I know, ma'am, but I was ordering through the Patriot. That's not Factory Direct. This is the Patriot store. I'm going to a one-name outlet, the Patriot.
They're online merchants and vendors, ma'am. And they employ us as their customer service. But, see, I don't know how they're advertised, but these are online merchants and vendors.
So, I'm going to dispute these with my credit card. And
Well, I will go ahead and get you canceled out of these memberships.
Will they give me the credit back?
Well, now, they consider them valid charges because you did not cancel within that 48-hour period when you ordered them. Now, what I can do, I can offer you up to a 50% refund on each one of those charges of 67.
No, ma'am. This is a bait and switch. There's no way. Did I order these little things through the Patriot? I'm not talking your direction. You know, I'm ordering this through the Patriot website, which is a Republican, national thing. For them to put me on this other stuff, which I never had any idea, I'm going for a full refund for these. Because that is bait and switch. They baited me with paying, you get the free gift, all you do is pay for shipping. I am a retired woman in my 70s. There's no way I'm going to read all that little print. So
yes,
ma'am,
I do understand that.
Okay, I'm just telling you, I'm going for the $267.32s. I'm going for the budget one, that $39.99. I had nothing to do. I'm living on a fixed income.
I do understand that, ma'am.
So the only one, with the $7.95, I had no idea that's going to put me in a monthly bill. This is crazy. The muscle up thing, I don't even want the drone. It does not work.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I've gone ahead and canceled you out of that. The cancellation on everything did take effect immediately, and I can provide you with your cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready to take that down, ma'am.
Okay, and which one is that covering?
It's covering everything. I've canceled you out of the whole thing.
Okay, give me the cancellation number, please.
That number would be C as in Charlie, and that's 263-232-1234. 828. Is there anything else I can assist you with this evening?
Oh, yeah. I could say that number again.
Sure. That would be C as in Charlie, and that is 263. 232-128.
Okay, 263-232-128. So they're not going to refund me the $39.99, the $67.32, the $67.32.
Well, now the $39.99, I can fully refund you on that. But those $67.32, those are valid charges because they are membership fees.
I didn't join it.
Well, when you pay the shipping and handling and you scroll down, it gives you 48 hours cancel. Yeah. So
but
now I can't refund
you. You got to understand something, ma'am. That is bait and switch. I know you don't understand the law on that. For an elderly person to be taken, because they put that in the real small writing, that if you buy this, you're getting a monthly fee. No way, ma'am. I'm not being taken that way. You can put down, I am fighting this with the credit card, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. I mean, it is your year. It is up to you to actually,
right.
Like I said, I can offer you a refund of 50% on each one of those charges. But the charge of $39.99, I did fully refund you on that because that is an app. So I did refund you on that one. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days to post on that.
Okay. What about the $7.95? I did not know that it's putting me into a... This is ridiculous that when you buy something outside of Amazon, you're going to get all these hidden fees. This does not happen when you buy through Amazon.
Yes, ma'am. Well, with the $7.95, I can refund you on that one. Did you ever receive the tactical fanny?
The zippers were caught. You can't use them. In other words, you have to keep trying to manipulate it to make the zipper work. And it had no number so I could call them.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I will go ahead and refund you on that one. I do apologize for that, but I will submit the refund of the $7.95 for that one to go back to your account.
What about the, yes, ma'am, you could do that, and then we could talk about the drone, because I'm very upset with the drone.
I thought the drone was
going to be like it was advertised. This is false advertising, what they say. It's the one like the military and all this. False advertisement.
I have no idea what I don't even know what it looks like, so I do apologize for that. But I will go ahead and submit the refund back for the drone since you say it does not work.
They don't work. And the thing, man, it's so flimsy. I cannot believe when they show you a video how wonderful the thing works, I can't even have the light turn on. It's a piece of junk.
All righty. Well, I did go ahead and submit you the refund of the $7.97 and the $9.97 that you paid for the shipping and handling to receive those products. Even though they were valid charges, I just did because I put in the notation in the account that neither one of the products worked.
Right. And can you take off the guarantee on the thing?
Yes, ma'am. I can refund that as well.
Thank you.
All righty. I've actually gone in, ma'am, and I put in a notation that neither one of the products worked, and I did refund you the $9.97 for the warranty on that product as well.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
I'm going to fight the last three. The last three, I'm going for a full credit. So fighting, I'm just taking notes, fighting on these charges.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Do you see anything else? I'm not in that account anymore. They still didn't deliver. See, I didn't know it was a clearinghouse. So I'm just ordering it through. It's called the Patriots, which is a, you know, it's not a big, what do you call it, clearinghouse. So I am not going to order that anymore. I'm done with that. And I will go after these charges here. I know these charges you said, because I didn't do it within 48 hours, you said?
Right. Yeah, when you had 48 hours to cancel,
hours.
And since you didn't cancel within that 48-hour time frame, even when you placed the paid the shipping and handling to receive the products, you could have canceled within 48 hours. You still would have received the products, but you wouldn't have been billed the membership fee. But after 48 hours, that's the reason they bill you the membership fee.
All the time?
Ma'am.
All I'm saying, in my mom's day, this would never happen. You know, people didn't have all these little gimmicks. So I'm just saying, I'm a person that just believes, you know, you're buying it and you make sure it's quality. And you don't get on these monthly things, which I'm not a monthly member of anything, not even on Dish Television.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, he pays just for internet, for his computer. That's all we have. But I said, I'm not getting on any monthly fee. Boy, oh boy. I'm just saying, I'm shocked. Especially with the way the economy's going, how could I say I'm going to pay a monthly bill? I'm shocked. Thank you so much. And what was your name so I can put it down on my note?
My name is Joyce.
Do you have an ID number?
Yes, ma'am. 7556.
7556?
That is correct.
Joyce. Thank you, Joyce, and you have a blessed life. And remember, Jesus saves, and without him, there would be no hope at all.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I remember that. And I do thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Please have a very good evening.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.